New Country Z100 and good morning, Kent, the Country Morning Show. And boy, I've been telling you, going to be talking with Kendall Marvel this morning. And lo and behold, I've got him on the phone line right here. Good morning, Kendall.
Morning, Kent. How you doing, buddy?
Buddy, I'm doing great. How was your Thanksgiving holiday?
Well, put on a few pounds, I'm sure.
Me too. I always wear my stretchy pants.
That's a bad thing to do, because then you don't know when to quit.
I tell you what, I saw over the weekend, too, you were with Blackberry Smoke down in Atlanta.
Man, they killed it. Rock and roll at its finest.
And we're looking ahead because this is a huge deal, not just for anybody in the country music genre, but also from somebody from Southern Illinois that has done some amazing things like yourself. You're going to be on the Opry stage coming up, brother.
I am super excited. And it being at the Ryman, you know, for my Opry debut was even better.
Yes, the mother church of country music. And what is this like, man, when they tell you or they call you? How does that happen? Does some guy call you and invite you to perform? How does it work?
Yeah, I guess they got a hold of management, and that's kind of how it works. You know, they wanted us to do it back in April, and we actually had some time booked, and I had to move it for some gigs, be out of town. And then when they called back, they said, how about you do it on December the 6th, and we'll do it at the Ryman. I was like, oh, either. So I'm glad I had to cancel the other.
Right. Yeah. I mean, this is a legendary deal right here, and it's just wonderful. And I know everybody from Southern Illinois is, I think a lot of folks are going to be making the pilgrimage down to Nashville, Tennessee on Friday night.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I'd like to see them all, that's for sure. I'd like to share it with as many of them as possible, because I'm just as excited as anybody else is.
Do you know what you're going to sing? Are you going to...
You know, I don't know. I get two songs per show, so I haven't talked to the band yet about it. We'll probably do one new one, and then one off my new record, one off my old record.
Yes, and that was my next question, because this Solid Gold Sounds has been out since, like, mid-October or what have you. But, man, you talk about some country music. Tell me about this album, dude.
Man, when we made it, me and Dan Auerbach and Dave Ferguson, it was just so much fun. The guys we used, the old Memphis dudes, played the Chip Moment down there, played on everything from Pretty Woman to In the Ghetto and Good Time Charlie, Got the Blues. You know, just great, great players. Just old school dudes, man. And when you think retro sound, these guys are retro. So they made up, you know, they were the original retro. So it was so much fun to work with them dudes, I tell you.
Well, I'm reading your article out of RollingStone.com. And they really went into great detail about it. But I think what's neat about the article is it talks about whenever you do like your honky tonk experience, and when you're playing live shows, you're maybe not necessarily singing louder, but you're really trying to sing more powerful.
Right.
On this album here, it's like you really got to be in the studio and just do it. I don't know if softer is the word, but you got to sing, I don't know, the way you wanted to.
Yeah. It's less angsty, as I say. Yeah, this record, he had me singing a lot quieter, which really, you know, since we was on the Stapleton tour this year, that it really saved my voice when you sing a lot of nights in a row, when you're singing quieter and easier, and letting that microphone do the work instead of me hollering at people, you know.
Did that just feel good to be like, man, I'm going to do my thing the way I really, really want to do this?
It was the most fun that I have ever had musically. We wrote all those songs in 3 days. We wrote 16 songs, recorded 17 songs, and so there's some of you didn't even hear that didn't make the record. But yeah, it was a very easy creative process.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's the Opry on Friday. Then the next Tuesday, you're going to be at the Exit Inn. Is that right?
Yep, doing the old honky tonk show, honky tonk experience.
And so this is kind of like, okay, the record release party, come on down, let's have a good time.
Right. Yeah, we didn't have time to do it in October, and we've gone a lot, so this is the last chance in Nashville we get to do it this year. So I'm throwing a little shindig there. So, yeah, there'll be a CD thrown in with all prices of admission.
We are very proud of you here in Southern Illinois and at Z100. We're going to just make some noise for you when you walk out there on the Grand Ole Opry stage. That is really remarkable, man. Congratulations on everything that's going with this new record right now, dude.
Hey, I appreciate all the support. You know, there's a lot of people back home, that, including you all up there, Z100, that have hung around forever and ever and always supported. And it took a long time to get here, but I appreciate it.